Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Are you a veteran and you don't own a home yet? Well, what are you waiting for? You can get into a house with zero down payment. The VA is very lenient when it comes to your credit, and there's a very good chance that you could get into a home right now. Well, what do? You give me a call. Call Mom at 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4U. That's L-E-N-D and the number 4. You will get your appointment to talk with me one-on-one right over the phone. Let's see if we can't get you and your family into a home this year.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call Mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee 184373. Arizona 0941504. And Nevada 57237.
Ask the credit cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Law Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
Ask the Credit Cowboy.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington MLO 237926, Heidi Slagle Points, California DBO 1666881.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call Mom.
All right. Well, welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I am Debbie Marcoux, and I do not have Heidi today. I am actually thought I could be cool enough to do this by myself, but I'm not. So I have Larry Ehrlich. He is our mortgage dad. He is on the phone with me. Say hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
I love it. All right. So for many of you out there, you have maybe talked with Larry before. Larry is on my team. Larry's awesome. Larry, when did you start in the business?
Well, I think we were using writing pads by then, but it was 1987.
So if you guys have any questions whatsoever and you want to know something, Larry is your man. And let me just tell you what this show is all about. This show is all about Debbie getting out of town. I am going on vacation. I am leaving tomorrow, but obviously I have got an amazing team that is going to be here at the office working for you. Larry is fantastic. He's going to be talking to all of the new clients that call in that have questions. I have Carrie. I've got Cindy when he's too, you know, when he's busy. And then obviously we've always got our amazing Heidi who just could not be here for the show today. So welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I am Debbie Marcoux. You guys listen to me every week. We bring you all kinds of information about mortgage lending, what is going on, you know, in the world, how are guidelines changing? What kind of FICO scores do you need to buy a house? How much money do you need down? What are closing costs? We talk about it all. So if you guys are watching, please, and you have questions, put it in the feed. Go ahead and type it right into the feed. Ask us those questions. We are more than happy to answer those for you and, you know, make sure that we're bringing you the information that you need. If you are listening to me on Saturday morning on Go Country 105, you guys could be watching us do this live, asking us your questions, and you could hear us answer those for you right during the show. So you need to follow us on YouTube or on Facebook, wherever you like to use social media, you can find us. Everywhere you look, it's Mortgage Mom Radio. That's how you get a hold of us. But if you subscribe to our channel, to Mortgage Mom Radio, click that notification button so that it does let you know when we are live. Facebook always lets you know when we're live if you follow our page. So that is how you watch us on Wednesdays. And I have got Larry on the phone. Larry, what is going on in the mortgage world today? What are you seeing?
Well, I'm seeing that we're really busy. I mean, I think everybody thought that in March, you know, the market was going to crash, you know, prices were going to go down, people weren't going to buy homes, people weren't going to refinance. And I think people thought that we're headed into a major recession. I was just looking at a chart. And as of March 23rd, the stock market was just barely over 19,000.
It was a little sad. Yes.
It was a little sad. And everybody thought, you know, this is the end and we're going to have a recession and, you know, Dow is going to crash and we're going to not be liquid in the markets and stuff. And, you know, and things didn't go that way. I mean, if you look at the stock market today, Dow Jones over 26,000 points and we're headed back. I mean, I think people that, you know, never really lost confidence in the market and things change so quickly. And, you know, I know I'm busy. I know our company is due for another record month this month. And, you know, people are buying homes and for people that aren't sure, you know, I used to know a guy, or I still know him actually, and he's a multimillionaire and he owns probably 75, 80 homes in the United States. And he always told me there's never a bad time to buy a home. There's only a bad time to sell a home. So if you're thinking about buying, you know, give Debbie a call and let's talk about, you know, what your financials are, what we need to do to help you. If you're not there yet, we'll tell you you're not there yet. But here's what you need to do, because I think that we are back. I think the market is strong. And if you're waiting on the sidelines, I think you're going to be very sad that you didn't jump in when you had the opportunity.
Well, I absolutely agree with that. Everything but call Debbie, because Debbie is getting out of town.
Okay. Call Larry while Debbie's out of town.
Call Larry while Debbie is out of town. I am getting my family off. We are going to take a very needed break. We've been really busy. I mean, honestly, the rates started to drop at, you know, really about the third week of February. And then, you know, they were really, really low. I think March 9th was our lowest date that we had. And then all of a sudden they kind of started, you know, up and down and up and down, very, very volatile, kind of crazy all over the place. And then we kind of have started to see things kind of cool down. So the rates kind of leveled off a little bit. They were a little higher than what we wanted, definitely not nearly as low as they were on March the 9th. And now all of a sudden over the last week or so, we have seen those rates come back down again. I don't think we're quite where we were before on March the 9th, but we're maybe 0.25% off of the lowest rates that I've seen in the history of my career. I've been doing it for 25 years. Larry, you've got more time than that on me. Are these the lowest rates you've ever seen?
These are absolutely the lowest rates I have ever seen. And that's why I said, if people, you know, if you're waiting on the sidelines, I think you're going to be sorry in a couple of months.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. So everybody listening, call Larry. Call him right now. Get on his calendar. Matt's answering the phone just like he always does, and he will get you scheduled to talk with Larry. If Larry is super busy, we've got Carrie and Cindy that are helping. Of course, we've always got the amazing Miss Heidi in the background that is getting those loans done and getting them through the system for you. So don't be surprised if you hear from her once she starts reviewing your application. But, you know, don't wait. It is really a great time. I got to tell you, I am busier right now this time of year than I was last year or the year before or for many years before that. So I'm not exactly sure, you know, the loss of consumer confidence can't be there. And I don't know what they're saying. I don't know what all of the announcements are saying. Have you heard anything about consumer confidence, Larry?
I have not in the last month, but I'm expecting it to it's gained momentum, I believe. I mean, oil prices are way down, and I believe, not that anybody's really driving anywhere yet, but I think sentiment is going to be up. I have a lot of people that are looking at homes right now. And I believe that, you know, we're going to see, you know, it's going to heat up even further. I mean, people want to buy a home, and I think they're excited about buying a home.
Yeah, I really agree. And I don't know, you know, obviously looking at what, you know, the state of the economy and one out of four people being out of a job, and you would really not believe that that is something that is happening. And, you know, obviously we've been through turmoil for the last week since the last time that we did a show last Wednesday. Now we've had, you know, all of the, you know, protesting and the riots and the looting. And, you know, there's been a lot of that also happening. And you would just expect for things to really slow down and get very, very quiet. And they haven't. It has been absolutely the busiest time that we've had, and not just with refinances, the pre-approvals, the purchases. People are out there, they're actively looking and they're actively buying. And, you know, like Larry said, you just don't want to miss, you don't want to miss that opportunity. So what do? You give us a call. How do you call us? It's 844-935-3634. That's 844 We Lend For You. That is LEND and the number 4. So 844 We Lend For You. That is how you guys get a hold of Larry while I am gone and out of town. I am taking off. I am leaving. But how else can you guys get a hold of Larry? It's really easy. If you have our phone app, if you guys download the phone app, text the word MOM to 36260. Obviously, there's that awesome calculator that's in there. I've talked about many, many shows in the past, over and over again. There's the awesome calculator, but there's also a contact us button, and there is a call the office, which will get you right over to Larry, or there is an email Larry. He is on the phone app and you guys can get directly to him. So, you know, if you guys do want to reach out, I'm telling you, Larry has got so much experience and he is amazing. Definitely somebody that I feel can fill my shoes and probably do them better. So you guys are not missing out whatsoever with me gone, and I am not going to miss you either. I'm just saying. Just saying. All right, Matt, what you got going on over there?
Just got a quick hello from Erica.
Oh, hey. Hey, Erica. Thank you so much for watching. We're a little early today. Started a little bit before 5. I'm a little anxious to get home and start packing to try to get out of town tomorrow. Is that all? Is that what we all we got right now?
That's it for now.
All right, perfect. So everybody listening, guys, you guys got to watch us every Wednesday. We're live at 5, and you guys can put all of your questions right into the feed. Ask us anything at all that you guys are thinking about. We're more than happy to answer those questions for you. We want to get the information to you. That is what this show is all about. It's an education show. So we want to answer those questions and make sure that you're moving and we have you going in the right steps, you know, one foot in front of the other. So Larry, I've had a lot of people asking me recently, and I want to get your answer on this, but they've been talking about mortgage insurance. And they're, you know, calling me and they're wanting to remove mortgage insurance, but they have, you know, maybe 10% equity in their home. They don't really have the 20% equity. So in that situation, how do you, I know how I respond, and I'll get to that in a little bit, but I want to know how you respond when somebody comes to you with that PMI question. Can I refinance? Can I remove my mortgage insurance? But they don't have the 20% equity.
Yeah, I try and find out a little bit more about, you know, how long are they going to be in the house? What's their goals? Are they going to be here another 6 months, a year, 3 years? What's their goals? And then depending on that, I might tell them, look, you know, if you have an existing FHA loan, you have expensive mortgage insurance. Yes, let's look at that, because you can, there's a couple of different ways you can get rid of mortgage insurance. And sometimes it's depending on your credit score. It's a simple way of paying a one-time fee and you're done. And that one-time fee can be really a small number if you're, you know, if you have a really good credit score. Sometimes we can just reduce your credit score, like you have an FHA loan and you want to go to a conventional loan, but you don't have 20% equity. You know, we can still get that payment down for you. We can lower your rate and lower that PMI premium, because PMI premiums or mortgage insurance premiums are based on, you know, how much equity you have in the house, you know, what your credit scores are, and maybe, you know, your credit scores weren't that good when you bought the home. Maybe they're way better now. So there's different things that we can look at to see about how to get your payments down, because it's all about reducing your monthly debt.
That's all it's all about. We just want to make sure we've got everybody out there in a good cash flow situation, and you know that the rates are low. If you have done financing, I would say about any time from really probably what, January of this year, January of 2020, if you took out financing January of 2020 or earlier, there is a very, very good chance that you could benefit from a refinance. Larry, thinking back to where we were last year, because obviously we did not expect February to come and for rates to do what they did.
Sure.
Thinking back to like December of 2019, where do you think our average interest rate was? If you had to say, you know, just on average.
I would say mid to high fours.
Right. So really, you know, if you're in a 4.5% rate and we can get you down to 3.5 or 3.25, I mean, that's a full point in rate. That is going to be a phenomenal amount of savings. Now, the other thing that we've noticed too is that property values have gone up. I had a client just on the phone with me right before the show started, and we did her purchase a year ago, and her property has already gone up, you know, 10%. So we're at a position where we've got, you know, 15% equity instead of 5% equity, and we are able to reduce that mortgage insurance. So not only are we dropping our interest rate, but we're lowering the mortgage insurance, which is going to save her about $400 to $500 a month. So I think we were actually, you know, $497 or something. And obviously that, that savings is not for everybody. It's based on your loan amount and the interest rate and the difference in your rate today to what the new rate would be. But there is a significant amount of savings that can happen, you know, if you do just reach out and talk to us and see. We're going to be very honest with you. Larry, how many times do you tell a client when they call in wondering if it's a good idea to do a refinance? How many times do you say, you know, I think you should just stay put, stick with what you've got?
It does happen. I mean, it happened yesterday. You know, he had a pretty good rate and he, you know, he was going to save a quarter of a point, but I told him it wasn't worth it. You know, let's wait and see what happens. But I don't think it's worth you spending, you know, $3,000 right now to save 65 bucks a month. It does happen. But more often than not, like Debbie said, if you bought a home prior to this year, chances are you're going to be able to refinance and save a lot of money.
Yeah.
Everybody's situation is different, but that's why we look at each situation. We don't just say blanket, everybody's going to save money. We're not one of those TV commercials where call us and you're going to save money automatically. We'll tell you, you know, if it's a good deal. We'll tell you if it's worth it, you know, which is why I like working for Debbie. You know, there's, we tell you the way it is. We give you the honest answer, good or bad. You're going to know where you stand.
Right out the door.
Right out the door, you know, before you spend a dollar.
Right. Yeah. We don't want people paying for appraisals on loans that aren't going to close. I mean, obviously there's the rare situation where, you know, we get an appraisal back and it came in a lot lower than what we had thought or we had anticipated that that, you know, property value would be. That obviously is something totally out of our control. You know, that that's an appraisal issue. But we're not going to send somebody into underwriting unless we're truly going to save them money to do the refinance. We're not going to send them into underwriting if we can't get the loan done. So if it's not going to get approved, it's not going to make it through underwriting. We're not going to send you in. We're not going to drag you through the mud. We're not going to order the appraisal. We're not going to charge you money. It's just not the way that we work. And so I do want everybody to hear that, that it's very, very important to us, our reputation, that, you know, if it makes sense for you to do it, then we're going to advise of that. But if it doesn't make sense or there isn't a large enough savings, then we're going to tell you, stay with what you've got. You know, one of the things that comes up a lot, and I know, Larry, that you can chime in on this, is we've got a lot of clients that we'll call that have smaller loan amounts. So maybe $150,000, maybe $200,000 that they owe on their home. And, you know, for California, that's a smaller loan amount. It's not necessarily a small amount. You know, obviously you still owe $150,000 or $200,000. Right. We're not discounting that. But interest rates are so low that you don't necessarily see the amount of savings that you think that you would by doing a refinance, even if you're dropping your interest rate by a point. So, you know, what do you say about that, Larry? What do you see?
I agree with that. I mean, it's not only about refinancing too, it's about purchasing. Like if you're not sure that you're ready, you're not sure you have a down payment, you're not sure what your credit score is, we're going to call us and we're going to walk you through the process and you're going to know by the time the conversation's over where you stand. Here's what you qualify for, and not only what you qualify for, but where your comfort level is with a payment. Because it's just as important to know that you qualify for, let's say, $500,000, but your comfort level is $400,000. It's just as important to know that information. So we're going to give you that information so that you know where you stand before you start, you know, looking for a home. So when you speak with your realtor, you're going to know, here's my qualifications, here's where I want to be, here's what I'm looking for. So you have all that information, and we're used to working with realtors. So when we speak to them, we speak their lingo, because not everybody does. And we're going to talk to them and know exactly what to tell them so that you feel comfortable with the process, because you're already going to be approved by the time you talk to a realtor.
Yeah, we definitely don't want to get people out in a car looking for a home, you know, falling in love with a property, wasting a real estate agent's time. That just is, it's not good for anybody. You know, when you see that home that you're ready to make that offer on, you are already in love. And, you know, to then find out a week or two later that you don't qualify for it and you're already in escrow and you've put money, you know, you've already sent your earnest money deposit in and now you've got to back out. You've probably paid for, not with us, but with other lenders, you've probably paid for the appraisal already. And, you know, now all of a sudden you're finding out that there's a problem and you're not going to get that loan approved. You're having a problem through underwriting. So I'm actually happy that you brought that up, Larry, because, you know, we work for Movement Mortgage. Mortgage Mom Radio is my radio show. We're bringing you guys education and information on a weekly basis. We're hoping to educate all of our listeners to either get into a better cash flow situation, you know, get a refinance under control, take advantage of interest rates, or buy a home. That's the most important thing. So talk a little bit, Larry, I'm focusing on you today because I want people to understand how good that you are and that you are going to handle things better than I will when I'm out of town. So, you know, I think you would not work for me if I did not have absolute full confidence in you and your abilities and you work the way that I do and you're honest the way that I am. And it just, you know, we fit together and I love it. And that's why you're my mortgage dad. But talk a little bit about, you know, the Movement Mortgage pre-approval process, because I think that that's a big thing that can really benefit both real estate agents that are listening to us right now that might have a client that wants to go out and look and put them in their car and spend time with them, especially right now with COVID when everybody's trying to be very careful and you don't want to be showing property unless you have to. But it's also really good for that buyer because the last thing that we want somebody to do is to really be let down.
Right. There's nothing worse than, you know, finding the home of your dreams after you looked at, you know, 30 homes and the real estate agent's driven you all around town and all the communities you want to look at, and you find a home that's perfect, you make an offer, the seller accepts it, you put your deposit in escrow, and then you find out, you know, 17 days in or 21 days into the escrow, there's a problem. And that's heartbreaking. So what we do to circumvent that is we get all your information up front. We're going to talk to you. We're going to get all your documents, whether it's your, you know, all your income and asset documents. We're going to run your credit. And then we are one of the few companies in this entire country that will give the file to an underwriter, the person who actually approves loans, and say, look at Mr. and Mrs. Jones here and tell me what you think. And they're going to give us an approval based on their opinion. And their opinion, as much as I've been doing this for 30 years, I don't know everything. So the underwriter who actually approves loans, they're going to say, look, you're approved for X amount. And then you can take that and go to the realtor, and then there's no surprises. You can start packing that day because you know that you are set. And like I said, most companies don't do that process. So we have like a really unique process where we can send in all the information to an underwriter and have them look at your income, have them examine your credit, have them look at everything, your paychecks and everything, and determine here's where they qualify. And I know if you're not used to buying a home, but I got to tell you, this is extremely rare in the mortgage industry because underwriters are very expensive people. And 99% of the companies won't take the time to do that process. So you know, as well as your realtor goes, oh, well, you're already approved by Movement Mortgage. That's great. Let's go look at homes, because you can take a deep breath. You can go to the store and behind and drive through the alley and pick up your boxes now. You can do all that ahead of time because you know that you're set to go. And buying a home is so stressful. I mean, I've bought like 5 or 6 homes in my life. And I tell you, I stress out and I'm in the business. So I know, right? It's a stressful time because you got to pack, you got to move, you got to call the utility companies, you got to do all this stuff. You worry about whether your loan's going to be approved, and you wait and hold your breath 21 days or 3 weeks into the process going, and you know, you go to bed every night with your hands and your knees, your, you know, knee down at the bed, and you're praying to God that please approve my loan, please approve my loan.
Oh yeah, and you're just waiting.
All that stress is going to be away.
Yeah, and you're just waiting on this. You're just waiting on the edge of your seat for that, you know, for that phone call that says that your loan's been approved, and you're, you know, you don't know whether to get excited yet. You don't know whether to start packing. You don't know whether, you know, you should start changing your mailing address. You know, there's a lot of things that create the stress in that purchase, you know, in that transaction, and you're kind of like on hold waiting. And imagine if you had to wait 2-3 weeks to get that answer. And trust me, that happens all the time. We see it. We get those phone calls on, you know, the third week of a 30-day escrow that says, can you please look at this file and see if there's any way that you can rescue it? Because these, you know, these clients just got declined by a different lender. We get that call weekly. And you know what? A lot of times we fix it and we do get it closed and we do it very, very quick and we get it done. And Movement Mortgage is just known for their speed and they're just absolutely fantastic when it comes to that. And it's also our team. Our team is very good at what we do. Like Larry said, you know, we don't know everything. I mean, we try so hard and, you know, we're making sure that every underwriting guideline that we can possibly remember that we're remembering, we're getting into guidelines, underwriting guidelines, making sure we're staying up to date with those, which are obviously changing very rapidly right now in this, you know, particular time frame. But we're doing our very best to wear the hat of an underwriter, even though we are not one. And that is not even our primary job. Our primary job is to be a salesperson. Our primary job is to be an educator. Our primary job is to be, you know, a coach. We're coaching you through the process. We're holding your hand. We're a counselor. We're, you know, a salesperson. We're doing all of those pieces. Plus, you know, we've taken the time, me and my team, to truly understand the underwriting guidelines and the income calculations and making sure that we're doing that information and taking those steps up front so that you don't have anything to worry about once we say, here's your letter, get in the car and go. And so I just want to make sure that everybody really lets that absorb and kick in. It is a big, big difference between what you typically get. So, you know, if you've been thinking about buying a home, call Larry and get yourself pre-approved and then call a realtor. Do it the right way. Start with your loan and then move on, you know, to the loan, to the sales part of it, you know, buying the house.
We got,
I'd like to add, Debbie, if I could, too, yeah, is that it'll relieve some of your stress,
yes,
as you're going through the transaction. And it's stressful. Like I said, you're buying, you know, obviously the most expensive item that you'll probably ever buy. And there's a lot of stress just doing that. Even if you're paying cash, there's stress. So if we can take some of that stress off of you, please let us do that for you. I've, you know, done this for 30 plus years. And, you know, since I was 12, and you can really, you know, take advantage of our knowledge, and we're going to help you find the home that you want, help you find the loan that you want. There's a lot of different options, and you should know those options before you ever get in a real estate agent's car.
Absolutely.
Let us help you with that. And then you'll find out how simple the process can be. And you won't have those horror stories that you always hear. Well, you know, at the last moment, I owe an extra $3,000, or, you know, they told me I don't qualify because I have this or that. You're going to know. And then we can deal with it up front. Get you, if there's a problem, we'll know up front. We deal with it. We fix it. And then so you can buy it and take a deep breath and enjoy the process.
Absolutely. And Matt, you said it looked like you had something that somebody was giving us a question.
Yeah. Or... No, just wanted to pop in. Aunt Lori's here now and says hi.
Oh, hi, Aunt Lori. Thank you so much for watching. I say that every week. I love that my family watches the show. You know, everybody out there that's listening, guys, I know that the majority of you are listening on Go Country on Saturday morning, and we love that. We love it. We love it. We love it. But if you guys do want to be able to watch us do this live, and it's truly live, we're taking the sound from the Wednesday Live at 5, you know, podcast or YouTube or Facebook, whatever you want to call it. But we're taking this sound and we're literally sending it to Go Country for the radio Saturday morning. So anybody that's out there listening, guys, watch us, follow us, go to YouTube. It's Mortgage Mom Radio. Subscribe to our channel. Click on the notification button. That way you know that, you know, you know when we're live, you know when we're coming on, and then you can ask us all of those questions and you can really get involved. We'd love that. If you prefer Facebook, we're there too. No big deal. Follow the page. When we go live, you guys will see us. We'll be on there. You know, it's every Wednesday at 5 o'clock. Started a little bit early today because I'm a little bit excited to get out of town.
She's the Mortgage Mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. Are you a veteran and you don't own a home yet? Well, what are you waiting for? You can get into a house with zero down payment. The VA is very lenient when it comes to your credit, and there's a very good chance that you could get into a home right now. Well, what do? You give me a call. Call Mom at 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That's L-E-N-D and the number 4. You will get your appointment to talk with me one-on-one right over the phone. Let's see if we can't get you and your family into a home this year.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Teddy Marker was licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee. 184373. Arizona 0941504. And Nevada 57237.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only, not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
She's a mortgage mom.
I have to say that, so the boys for a really long time have been bothering me, obviously, about a motorhome, which for you, all of you out there listening that have, you know, followed us for some time now, I've been on the air for just about 4 years coming up here in July, and I've been talking about buying a motorhome forever, and I finally pulled the trigger in February. So, you know, we've also been talking about a boat for quite some time. I mean, a really long time. And I kept telling the boys, I'm not buying a toy until I get the motorhome, because it doesn't do you any good to have a motorhome if you don't have a toy. So they have been bugging me since February to get this boat. And so I finally started looking into it. And now, obviously, we're all social distancing. And I'm trying to figure out how can we get out and how can we spend time together, but out of the house and social distance. And, you know, the boys are plugging, buy the boat. And so I finally pulled the trigger and I did it, and I bought a boat today, and I cannot wait to leave tomorrow and get on the water, get out for, you know, a week and spend the time with the kids. I'm really, really looking forward to time with my family. And my mom gets to come because obviously it's our boat and nobody else is around. And we've talked about, you know, some of her autoimmune problems. So obviously we've got to be really, really careful with COVID. So we get to bring her along and she gets to be involved. But the one thing that I do want to mention is anybody out there that has been thinking about buying a boat. I did go through Germain's, and they are out of Norco. They've also got a store in Arizona. They've got a store in Utah. So depending on where you're located at, you can find them. But Germain's was just absolutely amazing and just such great guys. The guy over there you want to talk to is Jason Richardson. He's just absolutely fabulous. We had another gentleman, Chase, that was helping along the way as well. And I can't say enough about them. So I did want to give them a little bit of a plug. I'm just super excited to get out there, and I'm like itching to get in my car and drive away and get to that water. But I do want to tell you guys, they were really fabulous. So if you have been thinking about going that direction or looking to, you know, purchase yourself a boat, check out Germain's. They are really fantastic. So that they did not pay me to say any of that. I think I'm just so into vacation mode. I just can't get past it. And you know, I literally picked it up today and drove it back here to work. And I've been working, and it is parked outside in the parking lot. And as soon as we are done, I'm getting in my truck and I'm going home, and I'm going to load that thing up, and I'm going to load my car up and get the kids in. And we are going to take off early tomorrow morning. So very, very excited about that. But I had to give them a plug just because they were really, really fantastic to deal with. Not pushy, listen to what I wanted. They didn't necessarily have what I needed. We ordered what I wanted to have. It was on its way in. So, you know, I just want to make sure, you know, that everybody out there, if you've been thinking that direction, I know I'm not a boat show, I'm a mortgage show, but, you know, give them a call and talk to them. Jason Richardson or Chase, they were both fantastic. So, anyway, how do you guys get a hold of us? I haven't said it in a little while. You guys want to talk to the mortgage dad, to Larry. Larry's taken over while I am gone. He's amazing. He has got an entire team surrounded to help take care of him so that he can take care of you. So he has got Heidi as usual, who we don't have on the show today. He has got Carrie that is working with him. He has got Cindy that is working with him. He has got Matt, who is working with him. He has got all of the tools and support that I always have, and he is going to do a fantastic job for you. So how do you guys get a hold of Larry? You give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. So 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. Matt's going to get you on Larry's calendar and make sure you guys are scheduled so that he can take your calls and get you guys all sorted out and situated, whether that be a purchase or whether that be a refinance, whatever it is that you're looking into. And, you know, you guys can download that phone app. So I know I've talked about it before. If you've missed a previous episode where we went through all of the different functionalities of that phone app, it's amazing. If you're a realtor, you need to have it. You guys can go back to any podcast. We're on pretty much every platform where you see podcasts or hear podcasts. You can, you can hear the previous shows. But text the word MOM to 36260. That's MOM to 36260. And you guys can save that app to your home screen. And right in there, it says email Larry or call the office under contact us. So if you guys want to get a hold of him, very, very simple if you can't remember the phone number. So, Larry, before we wrap the show up, is there anything else that you've been thinking about this week, things that are happening, you know, that you want to maybe touch base on? I've talked a lot on past shows about kind of the recent mortgage bait and switch that we've been seeing going on a lot right now, where they're getting these abnormally low rate quotes and then just tons of points that are added to the estimate once they actually see the estimate. Is there... You know, that's kind of been a really hot button for me that I've talked about the last few weeks. Is there anything that you feel has been coming up that you feel it's important to touch on or to talk about?
I have talked to a couple of clients lately, and they were concerned about getting qualified. Like, they've heard that, you know, it's impossible to get a loan now. You know, there's no money. You know, nobody wants to loan unless, you know, you have 20% down and 800 credit scores. And I'm here to tell you that's not true.
No.
You can get a loan, especially if you're a first-time home buyer and you have low credit scores. You are able to still get financing with as little as 3% down. There are programs available. So if you're not sure and you're hesitant, you know, give us a call. We'll tell you yes or no, or here's what you need to do. But I've had a lot of calls lately where people are really scared, thinking, well, they don't have 20% down, they're not going to be able to buy. And it's just a matter of going through your finances, going through your credit, and we'll help you as best we can. But I've had a lot of calls like that lately because people were scared. You know, people would think that, you know, the market's shrinking and they won't be able to find anything and they won't be able to qualify. And, you know, we can help you. You know, there's things that we can do to talk about. Maybe you're not ready to buy today. Maybe it's 6 months or a year from now, but we'll put you on the plan and you can talk about it and see what we need to do to help you. But I've had a lot of calls lately where people, you know, because some banks have really changed their guidelines where if you don't have 20% down, I don't want to mention names, that you can't buy a home.
Mm-hmm.
But there are, we do still lend, you know, with low down payments, you know, so every bank can make its own guidelines in that respect. But, you know, not every bank is the same.
Yeah, no. I mean, you know, so some of the things that we have seen, you know, with Movement Mortgage is obviously right now all of our bond programs are on hold. So our down payment assistance programs are on hold. There may be a loan company out there that is still writing those. We are not saying that we won't ever write them again, but right now we have them on hold and it's just kind of an uncertainty. There's not a lot of investors in the secondary market that want to buy those loans, which makes it difficult for us to get them off the books. So we have chosen to put down payment assistance on hold. That doesn't mean that we don't still have 3% down. Like Larry said, 3.5% down. We have still USDA that is, you know, zero down. We still have VA that is zero down. So those are there. There are some other things that are tightening up that we've talked about in previous episodes as well. So home equity lines of credit are starting to get a little bit more difficult to find or to qualify for. So where maybe you would have thought to do an 80-10-10, where you do an 80% first mortgage, a 10% second, or a home equity line of credit, and then a 10% down payment, those are getting a little bit more difficult to find those home equity lines of credit. Anything that is going into a second position is very difficult if somebody was to walk away or to stop making payments. They're very difficult to collect on. So right now with the uncertainty of the market, which obviously me and Larry started the show off telling you guys that confidence has got to be there because we're busier than ever and people are buying and they're out shopping and they're getting pre-approved and they're writing offers. And there's multiple offers on every property that they're writing an offer on. So we're not seeing that there is an issue right now with the market. But, you know, long term, is there uncertainty? Yeah. I mean, I think everybody's got kind of a question mark, and that's something that does happen. But again, like Larry said, there's never a bad time to buy. There's only a bad time to sell. So moving through that, though, we have seen home equity lines of credit that have, you know, pretty much gotten very difficult to get. So if you've got to have an over 750 credit score, low loan to value, you know, so basically you're taking a line of credit on a property that you already own, or maybe something that you're putting, you know, a really large down payment on, but you wanted to try to keep some of your cash in hand. So there are some reasons why an equity line would work out well. And we do have some, but just not like we had before. The down payment assistance right now on hold, but you can still get into a home with those low down payments, like Larry mentioned. Jumbo loans, for a minute there, they were completely paused. Completely. We now have a good amount of jumbo back. We really do. And we're doing loans, what, Larry, up to $2 million right now?
That's correct.
So up to $2 million, still very good down payments. Maybe not as good as before. You might have been able to get into a jumbo loan with 10% down before. Now you've got a minimum requirement of 20% down. What's our minimum FICO score, Larry, on those jumbos?
I believe it's 720.
Yeah, and that's where I was going to go to. So we could be wrong. It could be 740, but I'm about 99.9% sure. And with Larry saying the same thing, that it's 720. So, you know, a 720 credit score is not horrible. We can still get into those jumbo numbers, up to $2 million in loan balance. You know, we've got, what, 5-6 investors, Larry, now that we can do those through?
That's correct.
So
each investor has some different guidelines, so it's important that we speak to you about it ahead of time.
Right. Yeah. And you may not fit into one particular investor's bubble, but you might fit into another bubble, right? So, you know, jumbo loans aren't gone. They were paused for a minute there. Things got really, really scary right there towards the end of March. And nobody knew what the heck was going on. But the jumbo loans are back. Now you still can't do a cash out refinance on a jumbo. So, you know, if you've been thinking about taking out cash to consolidate debt, that isn't going to happen. But if you wanted to do a refinance to lower your interest rate, absolutely all day long. If you want to buy a home, do a purchase, and you need a jumbo loan, absolutely all day long. So, you know, those have not gone away. FHAs are still low down payments. We still have 620 credit scores for conventional, 620 credit scores for FHA, which is great. I believe our VA is even lower, right, Lair?
Yeah, I believe it is.
I'm pretty sure we're at 580, right?
580, correct.
So our VA loans went back down to 580. They did get pushed up to 620 for a minute, and now they're back down to the 580, which is great. So we're starting to see things open up again, and there is absolutely some sort of financing for everybody. Now, if you want to get into a higher price range and you just don't quite fit that bubble, like Larry said, maybe what we need to do is a game plan. Maybe we need to talk about not buying today, but keep saving, and this is what your goal needs to be, and you need to get to this number. And when you get here, then this is where you're going to be able to go to. So it's all about making that plan and knowing what you need in order to accomplish that goal. And if you don't call us and talk to us, we can't help you with that plan. We can't take you through the numbers. We can't let you know or tell you what you don't do or don't need. But you know, we've still got some pretty decent credit scores. Now, cash out on all programs, and correct me if I'm wrong, Larry, because things change every day right now. Correct me if I'm wrong, but cash out is 680 no matter what program that it is. Is that accurate?
That's correct.
Okay.
That's accurate.
And that is VA and everything, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So VA, FHA, conventional. If you want to do a cash out refinance, jumbo's different. So remember when I said no cash out refinance, that was jumbo, a jumbo loan. If you are not in a jumbo loan, but you are, you know, a conventional loan, FHA, or VA, you do have to have a 680 credit score.
She's the mortgage mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the mortgage mom. Hey, did you refinance maybe 6 months ago, eight, a year? And we all thought interest rates were so great. They were lower than they had been in quite some time. Well, guess what? They're even lower today. Give me a call. It's 844-935-3634. Let's talk one-on-one and let's see if a new refinance is something that you should consider. Maybe it's not. I'm a straight shooter, and I'm going to let you know. It's 844-935-3634. Give me a call, and let's see what we can do.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Any partner who is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926, also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 0941504, and Nevada 57237.
Ask the Credit Cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
Ask the Credit Cowboy.
She's a mortgage mom.
So, Larry, talk a little bit, explain to them, and I know you know this answer because I know it and you know everything I know. Explain to them why we would have seen credit score increases on cash out. Why is that a direction that investors would have gone?
Well, rates are always based on risk. So, you know, they look at whether the home is your primary residence. Is it an investment property? Investment properties carry a higher risk, so rate is higher. So same with credit scores. You know, the higher your credit score, the better the rate. So when markets tighten up and things get a little, you know, secondary markets get nervous, they always tighten up guidelines. And they tighten up, you know, so it makes it harder. So in order to get, you know, they limit people. They want to have the best scores to fit in that box. They want, you know, they might even cut, you know, the equity. Like, you used to be able to go 85% to take cash out on an FHA. Now you can only go 80%. They shrink the box a little bit because they only want the best borrowers when the markets tighten up. So that's, you know, you start to see that. Now, you know, like I said, you know, Debbie said, like, jumbo's, you know, pause for a minute. But it's back. And as markets loosen up and as people continue to open their businesses and go back to work and unemployment, you know, starts to go back down, you'll see those things loosen again. But they always tighten up, you know, at a time of panic.
Oh,
and that's what happened. Pretty much we panicked.
Oh, absolutely. Everybody panicked and didn't know, you know, what was to come. And there's still a little bit of, you know, gloom there that they're, yeah, you know, not quite sure exactly where things are going to go. But like Larry said, you know, it's all based on risk. And so when, let's just say doomsday comes and the property values do drop, who are the first people that are going to walk away from their homes? The ones that have already cashed out their equity and their property values have dropped to a point that the house is worth what they owe on the house or maybe less. And those are the first people that are going to walk away. So right now, there's a higher risk factor when you're taking cash out of your home than there is if all you're trying to do is take a lower interest rate and drop your monthly payment or get rid of your mortgage insurance. So when you're doing a cash out, they're bumping the credit scores that they're willing to buy. The secondary market has got investors that have appetite for certain types of loans. And the appetite for the loans right now, if it's cash out, is 680 or above. Sure, there's some investors that will buy the lower credit scores, but it makes it more difficult for a large company like Movement Mortgage to, you know, package loans and sell them to the secondary, you know, market. They need to be able to do that in bulk and many of them. So it makes it much easier when you've got more investors that are willing to, you know, invest in your package, it makes it easier to sell. So if we do cash out with a 680 or better, those are people that have a good credit score right now. Even if they're taking cash out, if the property values do drop, they're very conscientious of their credit already. Their credit scores are good. They're less likely to default, which is why it's making it easier for those loans to be sold today. Again, right now we're at 680. This is a small pause. As we see things open up, like Larry said, as we see businesses getting back to work, as we see people going back to work, unemployment numbers going down, payments on our mortgages being made, not missed.
And forbearance.
Exactly. So, you know, right now people really aren't missing mortgage payments because they've got the opportunity of forbearance if they're in a bad situation. But when forbearance is over, are those people going to start making those payments? That's part of the question mark that we can't see the future. But assuming that people are getting back to work and they've got a job and income is back in and mortgage payment is due and we start seeing that those payments are being made, we're going to start seeing a lot of loosening in the market. We're going to start seeing those credit scores for cash out go back down again. And we're going to see those down payment assistance programs coming back. And we're going to see those equity lines of credit that are in second position that are very difficult to collect on in the case of, you know, a foreclosure or a default, we're going to start seeing those come back again as well. So, you know, there's a lot of positive. We've already seen so many positive changes. I mean, huge, right, Larry?
Right. And I think it's important that the market did react that way because it really helps all of us. Like you might say, look, I have a 650 credit score. I can't take cash out of my home right now. But in the long run, that's going to help everybody that they took those kind of actions, because if they didn't and those people did turn into a foreclosure, that hurts everybody. You know, there's foreclosures on the market and it drives, you know, prices down and it drives rates up, and it's not good for the market. It's not, you know, banks lose money on a foreclosure. Always.
Always.
Always, always, always. So in the long run, it helps everybody by you know, tightening those guidelines a little bit, and then they'll loosen up, like Debbie said, when the time comes. But they were quick to react, and I think that's a positive thing that banks did this time, unlike, you know, in 2008 when they were just, you know, lending money to anybody and everybody with their eyes closed, and before they could even do anything, all of a sudden they had record number of foreclosures.
Yeah.
This time they've reacted in a positive way, and I think that that's why the market has remained strong. That's why people are buying homes, and that's why, you know, you can take advantage of it at this time.
Absolutely. So we're going to call it a show, but I want you guys all to think about me while I am on my boat in Parker, relaxing. And Larry is taking all of the calls and making sure that you guys are all taken care of. You're getting all of your questions answered, your game plans put together. You know, honestly, Larry is amazing. He is here for you guys. Give him a call. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844. We lend for you. That's LEND and the number 4. If you guys are listening on Saturday morning, you guys should tune in every Wednesday at 5. We are doing this live. Now, next Wednesday, I am not on, so don't look. But what you guys can do is you guys can subscribe to the channel right now in YouTube, search Mortgage Mom Radio and subscribe. Go ahead and click on that little notification bell so that you know when we do go live. But next week, I am going to be on vacation and I am not doing a show. So I'm taking 1 week off. I will not be on air next Saturday and I will not be on next Wednesday live. But get yourselves all set up so that you guys can watch us do this live. You can ask us your questions and we want to get those to you. And we want to know that you guys are watching and following.
And Erica says, have an amazing vacation.
Thank you, Erica. I am going to do that. So you guys, follow us on Facebook. Check out the podcast. Anything we said today that I mentioned that we've talked about in the past, every single show that we do does go to podcast. If you like to listen to your podcast, you can find Mortgage Mom Radio anywhere at all that you like to, you know, listen to those through iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. I don't know. They're everywhere. I just found out there's Podbean. So listen on Podbean. Very cool. I never even knew about that one, but you guys can listen to the podcast. You can go back and watch all of our shows right on YouTube. And then obviously we're always Saturday mornings at 7 on Go Country 105. Call Larry. It's 844-935-3634. And we hope that you guys all have a fantastic weekend. Bye-bye.
Take care.
She's the mortgage mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the mortgage mom. Hey, did you refinance maybe 6 months ago, eight, a year? And we all thought interest rates were so great. They were lower than they had been in quite some time. Well, guess what? They're even lower today. Give me a call. It's 844-935-3634. Let's talk one-on-one and let's see if a new refinance is something that you should consider. Maybe it's not. I'm a straight shooter and I'm going to let you know. It's 844-935-3634. 1-800-926-7234. Give me a call and let's see what we can do.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Any partner who is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926, also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 0941504, and Nevada 57237.
Ask the Credit Cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
AskTheCreditCowboy.com.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only, not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633. Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona 0941504, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.0058339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington, MLO 237926, Heidi Slagle Points, California, DBO 1666881.
She's the mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.